Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Let's hit the C-note here. Top headline says it's a historic day. Cowboys fans, Mike McCarthy will not be back. News broke around 11 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And we're reacting to it, talking about, you know, what happened and what could happen next. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Okay, so Frankel Injury Attorney text line is open. I want to know from you, who would you hire as head coach? I think we'd all say Ben Johnson in here. Who do you think is going to be the head coach, though, based on the candidates that are out there at 877-881-1053? Gentlemen, I put mine on the table last hour. I think it's a choice between Kellen Moore and Mike Zimmer if I had to, like, pick what is most probable here. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on who you think at this point with the field wide open. If you had to pick one guy, who's it going to be?
Well, I have the odds right here. Kellen Moore is the favorite from Bet Online. And then it's primetime Deion. And then it's Cliff Kingsbury.
Didn't Jerry already shut down the Deion idea pretty much? And I know he says a lot of stuff, and it's hard to tell what you can take seriously and not. But
and Deion kind of shut it down himself. Like he said, he really just wants to coach his sons.
Yeah, I think
he's not going to get to do that here.
If he is going to be coach, it would have to be after the draft till he knows where his son is going, and then maybe start next year or start, you know, as a position coach with a team. But Deion Sanders would be shocking. I think you're flushing your money away.
Yeah, and all things could be more possible if the Cowboys were willing to money whip somebody and just not allow them to say take no for an answer. But we know the Cowboys' position on that. Kingsbury's third, then Joe Brady, offensive coordinator for the Bills, then Lincoln Riley, funny enough, as if he's, give me a break. And then it's Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick, Brian Flores, yada, yada, yada.
The Lincoln Riley thing is hilarious because I don't think the Bears, who have done a lot of interviewing and requesting, even requested to interview Lincoln Riley, and that's Caleb Williams' former coach. If you're interested in Lincoln Riley, to me, that would be all I need to know. I've got the player's former head coach at quarterback, and I'm not interested. So if I'm the Cowboys, like again, that would be very, very spot on for them. They're a little bit late to the party on this. Like 2 years ago, Lincoln was a sexy name. Not anymore. So it makes sense for them now to say, all right, let's do this with Lincoln Riley. I think you're right. I think Kellen Moore is number one. He's most likely going to get the job if he wants to take the job. And why? Because also then Jason Witten could be part of the staff, and maybe that's big picture whom they envision as being their guy like they did with Jason Garrett. That seems to be a lot of the momentum right now. In a perfect world, it's exactly what I said. I would love to call the Rams and be like, guys, is there any way I can trade for Sean McVay?
I kind of feel like, though, and I'm going to throw you guys a curveball, like Aaron Glenn's going to get this job.
I'd be interested in Aaron Glenn, too.
I think Aaron Glenn's going to have a really, really good shot at this job. I think he's going to interview very well. He's going to exude toughness. He's going to exude leadership.
That would be fantastic.
There's going to be a possibility that he's going to put together a very similar staff that, like they have at Detroit. He's got some connections. He knows young offensive coaches he works against. He's as a coordinator, he's worked against most of the really good offenses in the league. He might have an idea of who gives him hell when he has to call defensive plays. I think he's going to be, when he walks through that door, he is going to be a very confident person, and I think he's going to have a plan, and I think he's going to convince Jerry, Steven, and Will that he could work with him and talk to him about personnel and what they need to do and have a really good opinion on that, on team building.
So I would love that.
I'm gonna step away from the Kellen Moore world,
yeah,
and I'm gonna tell you why you should hire Aaron Glenn. And that's the reasons why I just gave
him. I would love that. That would be the most exciting, because now he knows, most likely being on that staff, like Hank Fraley, their line coach.
Yeah.
Right. Can he call plays? Is he good at this? Because then you're able to bring over an offensive coordinator / offensive line coach that's done a hell of a job there with the Lions. So Aaron Glenn is probably the name that we're throwing around out of like possible realistic options, because he does have history in the organization having played here. That would get me the most excited and optimistic.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, he checks all the boxes. He's going to build you a culture. I think he might have, the ability to insulate the roster and the guys away from the Jerry Jones noise and the entitlement here. You know, I just think as a program builder, as a culture builder, Aaron Glenn's the guy. And the fact that he's worked with Ben Johnson, he has an up-close appreciation for how important the motion is on offense and running it that way. And obviously his defensive chops are really, really good. And if you're going to win with this team moving forward, I think with Dak Prescott, your defense is going to have to be elite, bro.
Yes.
Which could go to, you know, maybe hiring a defensive-minded head coach. Speaking of that, you know, Pete Carroll, I think whenever you're talking about older guys, mm-hmm. you know, over 65, 70 retirement age, whatever you want to call it, I think that's going to have a higher probability with Jerry Jones and the Cowboys than others, because he likes
Bill
the experience.
Parcells. He did that with Bill Parcells, you know, and you know, can Pete Carroll bring in, you know, we'll see the type of staff that he can generate. I think that's going to be huge, whoever gets this job. Like, if I'm Jerry Jones, you have to convince me not only about you doing this job, I need to know your coaches. I need to know who you're hiring as your line coach, your linebacker coach. Because, hey, I think we have a pretty good one in Al Harris here. You know, would you be interested in talking to Al Harris? You know, I think there's some ways that I would try and see how this all works out. But man, I mean, to me, it's, you know, there's a lot of inviting things about, just don't go for a guy just because you have familiarity. Go for the guys that you feel like have been in the best programs. Now, you know, you say this about Aaron Glenn, you know, the Saints were winning with Sean Payton when he was there. As a player, you know, he's seen like the good and the bad. But yeah, I think everywhere he's been a winner. Yeah, that's the thing. Give me the guy that's a winner. Give me the guy that can hire the staff. You know, those are the types of guys I'm interviewing right now.
And I'm with you. And that would be, of all the options here, that's a no-brainer home run, I would say. But, you know, he is a guy that's going to have options. Like, I think the Saints, the Jets, they really want him. You can't just give him some crappy deal and expect him to sign it, unless he has some affinity for wanting to coach the Cowboys that I'm unaware of. But the Jets and the Saints, they're going to come correct with a contract. The numbers and all that stuff, maybe whatever control, you know, so
I don't think he has to worry about control, because we know from experience that head coaches, whether they want to take the opportunity or not, do have a big say in what goes on with this personnel department.
Yeah, but there's personnel, and then there's like setting the tone of the organization, which I think was a bigger concern for Mike.
I think that, okay, I'm going to say this. I don't think Mike is a tone setter head coach. I don't. I think Mike wants everybody to like him. I think Mike wants to get along with the players. I think Mike wants to be that. I when you start to talk about tone setting and stuff like that, you got to go in there with that mindset. You know, Bill Parcells set a tone with this organization when he came in.
Yeah, but like who said it last week? I want to see Mike have a chance to do it his way. Maybe that's not setting the tone. Maybe it's doing
that,
it your way.
That was Mike Zimmer, I believe. Right?
No. Dak said that about Mike McCarthy, and then Jane had an article that she wrote that she interviewed a player that said that about Mike as well.
Well, okay, do you guys see Mike McCarthy as a hard-ass coach?
No.
See, that it's hard to be a hard-ass coach when you're not a hard-ass coach. You can't fool players. You can't walk into a locker room and one year be a nice guy, and then the next year try and be hard-ass guy.
But you don't have to be a hard-ass to like get to choose your starting running back. You know, or have an owner that's not chatting with the media constantly. I think those are things of interest.
There was a time where Jerry and Steven, if you remember, Jerry and Steven were doing less interviews and less. They were trying, and they were letting Mike be the message. Yeah. You know, they were letting Mike be the message, and you know, but yeah, they can't help themselves. I think you're absolutely right about that. But if you show you have the ability to be that guy, that leader,
yeah,
I think they'll allow you to do that. Now, we'll see. I think that Aaron Glenn as a head coach, potentially as a leader, would be much different than what Mike McCarthy would be.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I don't know if you're competing against the Jets unless the money's ridiculous. Like, that is such a dumpster fire. If you have concerns with how the Joneses do things, wouldn't your concerns be even bigger with Woody Johnson?
Yes, just getting bought
out of it.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, for sure. But he played for them. Like, he's clearly been, like, everybody's been tying him to either the Jets or the Saints. And I mean,
it is New York. If you love New York, there's only two chances to coach there.
Yeah. And if the money could be, I mean, double per year, I think that's
The money aspect. The Jets would money with him. The Jets would absolutely go ahead and pay more, I would assume, than the Cowboys would. But played both in Dallas and New York, and then coached, I guess, with the Saints. So familiarity with all three. Mm-hmm.
Is it $4 million? Did that put Mike in the bottom 20% of the league?
Yeah, Mike was not a very high paid head coach.
That's just crazy.
It's funny that, you know, Aaron Glenn, I mean, he's from Texas, right?
Mm-hmm. He's A&M guy, right?
Humble, Texas, I think, is where his 52 years old. You know, we've seen like this. He's the perfect mix of leader, young, get your attention guy, played for the coach. That, you know, say what you want about, you have to admire. There's nobody in hell that wanted to go play in Detroit. I think there's people that want to actually go and play in Detroit now with what they're doing. You know, I can imagine. So out of Detroit, don't trade me there. I'm not going to sign in Detroit. I think if you go somewhere and you show people that you can lead, and it pays off, you can get them to play anywhere. Now again, can the front office stay out of the way? That's going to be the big question. The answer is probably no. But I think that, to me, I would make every effort I could to try and bring that Texan back home. Is what I do if I was Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Mike was at 20th in the NFL at 4. Ahead of him, Dan Quinn, Zach Taylor, Dan Campbell, Matt Eberflus, D'Amico Ryans. A lot of coaches in their first gigs. Nick Sirianni, Robert Sala, Matt LaFleur at 6, Sean McDermott at 8, Doug Peterson at 8.5. There's a team that's willing to pay you as well there with the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Mike McDonald just got the job with the Seattle Seahawks. He got $9 million. So there's quite, and then the double digit million club starts at 7th with John Harbaugh at 12, and you go through a Tomlin and Shanahan and McVay and Harbaugh and Sean Payton at 18, and then your guy Andy Reid at $20 million a year.
Yeah, we just got a text from Sean Sharif, and he said that Archer reported McCarthy was actually making 8 per. Mm. So Sean's saying we were all wrong about the salary. So that's. I don't know if Sean, I mean, I appreciate him listening and stuff like that. I mean, he's saying...
Yeah, where did that number come from?
I need to ask Archer that question find out.
Because I saw that on Twitter earlier as well, that it was $8 million. And everywhere I've looked since, rankings...
Let me circle back on that for you.
Okay, Krusty's Corner's coming up next, though, Brian. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, there's a couple of things from these playoff games I want to point out, why a team won or a team lost. We'll do that next.